This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big recruiting weekend for the Oregon Ducks. A number of big-time targets in general for the Oregon Ducks. They're still in the mix for a bunch of guys. They're ranked like 60th in the nation right now, and they could still jump up into the top 40. Still in it for Christian Miller, the number 5 defensive tackle in the country. Still in it for the number 2. He's the number 2 defensive lineman in the country. But pivoting just slightly, because we want to talk about one of the visitors, Elijah Rushing is visiting this weekend. The nation's number 1 edge rusher in the class of 2024, and he joins us now. Elijah, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing well as well. I don't know if you saw, Oregon tweeted out something about locking down Arizona. Why not get every kid in Arizona from now on? Did you happen to see that tweet? And what do you think of that message that Oregon is prioritizing the state of Arizona?
Yes, I did see that tweet. I think it's great just really showing that Arizona has talent out there and we can keep up with the best of the best.
Arizona's been a state that people have known is on the come up. And in recent years, you know, guys like Keely Ringo had the key interception in the national title game. Ty Thompson's at Oregon, a 5-star quarterback. Bram Walden was an All-American selection. Do you feel like people are starting to catch up to the fact that Arizona's a big-time football state? Or do you think that the state as a whole is still a little bit slept on?
I think it's still a little slept on, but it's like becoming even more on the come up, especially with Kelly Ringo with his interception, and also some YouTube creators that have also moved out here, such as Destroying, and a YouTuber goes by AJ Green. Both of them, they really put this state on the map even more, but it just getting us recognition and getting our football out there is really what's pushing it.
We're talking to Elijah Rushing, the nation's number one edge rusher in the class of 2024. When Oregon hired Dan Lanning, defensive coach from Georgia, one of the best defenses in the last 15 years in college football, what did you think in terms of your recruitment? Did it kind of perk your ears up like, whoa, Oregon's taking defense seriously? Or were you close enough with Cristobal you kind of considered that more of a wash?
I wasn't really paying attention to that, but now that you say that, it's definitely great that they have more defensive coaching talent over there, and it's definitely going to make the program even better now that I'm hearing about this.
Kayvon Thibodeaux, big-time talent, obviously coming out of Oregon, chance to be the number one pick. When you see a program like Oregon has recently produced an edge rusher that became or developed into potentially the number one pick, does that help them? I mean, does Kayvon Thibodeaux being a Duck, when you think about Oregon, does that help them in the long run for your recruitment?
Oh, definitely. Just seeing who they've – defensive linemen and old linemen, who they put in the NFL – I believe I don't remember what his first name was, but his last name was Sewell. I remember DeForest Buckner. They had Kayvon Thibodeaux, also just a line of linemen that have all gone through Oregon's program, and they're doing great things in the league.
How long have you had this visit in the works, and which coach did you connect with to kind of set this up?
This visit really came out of the blue. I wasn't expecting, like, none of us were expecting it. It just came out of the blue. We got contacted by Coach Somerville. He set this whole thing up, and I'm just glad and I'm blessed that he did.
Have you been to Oregon for a camp? Have you been familiar with Oregon in any way prior to this visit?
No, I've never been to Oregon or their stadium.
Okay, so what do you hear about Oregon? I feel like when there's out-of-state recruits, at least before they visited, they have an idea. There's a reputation with the school. What's Oregon's reputation with you?
The biggest thing I hear, this is a no-brainer. Obviously, the facility that they have is one of the top in the nation. And as of Pac-12, they're the top of the top, and they can go pound for pound for it with anyone.
Any idea, any past experience in terms of like Tosh Lapoy, anybody on this staff, or are you kind of just taking this visit as a flyer? Like, hey, I'm hearing good things about Oregon. I want to check them out and see what they're all about.
Yeah, it's that. I'm just hearing good things. I just want to see what it's about, see if I fit well into their vision that they have going through the future.
You're the top edge rusher in America right now, but you're also very young. What does it mean to you to be on the map this early? And what does it mean for your future in terms of having to make sure you live up to that?
It's definitely just a goal that I have set, just knowing the expectations I have to continue to bring and just the level of discipline I have to have in the work to live up to that standard. That's definitely what it shows me, and I'm just blessed to be in this position.
When do you arrive in Eugene, and how long do you plan on being there?
I'm going to get there on Friday, and I'm going to leave on Sunday.
Perfect, man. Well, have a good trip. Safe travels. Let's connect after your trip and talk about it. See if the perception of Oregon is what you find out, or see if it's different than what you thought coming in.
Okay, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.